Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Thank you to Todd McCluskey for another great Blurred Crusade. Sounds good, Todd. I caught the last half of the show. Well done.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good stuff on there. We always, when we talked the first time about doing a show or doing individual shows, we thought that it might be a good idea to, if I could come in at the 1 o'clock hour after Todd's show and sort of roll on with the same sort of vibe as Todd has created for the first 12 at the 12 o'clock hour. And so I think it's worked out well. Todd, what do you think?
Absolutely. Love it, Mike.
Okay. Excellent. And I'm sure Amy Goodman, who plays the hour before, is very happy that we're coming up after her. So this is The Noise of Carpet. Thanks for listening. Today, it's a bit of a special day. We've got a 90s indie, let's say legends, let's just throw that out there. Live show, two legends playing in Vancouver next weekend, and we're going to delve into their back catalogs in the show today. But let's first start off. This band is from Scotland, and they've been playing, they've been playing live, and they've been celebrating the 30th anniversaries of a couple of their albums, Tiger Milk and If You're Feeling Sinister, which I know as the Red One. And so they're touring right now, and let's start off with a song called Seeing Other People. This is Belle and Sebastian. That's not working anymore. As I said, from Scotland, Stuart Murdoch and the crew. And as I said, Seeing Other People from 1996. And then we'll cruise into a Jeff Buckley song. So stick around for that, and then I'll be back to chat about the show today.
That's what we say we are doing. So how are you feeling? I don't think you could be dealing with the situation very well. You take a lover for a dirty weekend, that's okay. When it's over, you are looking at the working week through the eyes of the gigolo. Whoa, whoa. We'll be right back. hate to feel the love between us die. But it's over. I just do this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Yes, Noise the Carpet here, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for listening. That last song there is by a band called Flop from 1992. It's alternative. It's 90s alternative guitar rock there. The Flop, Fall of the Mop Squeezer. The Fall of the Mop Squeezer is the name of the album, 1992, on Frontier Records. Had a little bit of a little bit of buzz, but I think the best song on the album is Kink's cover, which is Big Sky from the Green. What's it called? I don't know. The Village Green. The Village Green. The Kink's Village Green album in the late 60s, Big Sky. Check that out. If you haven't heard that before, check out the Kink's version. It's amazing. And that sounded good, too. So that's Flop there. Before that, Jeff Buckley with Last Goodbye from Grace. You know all about that, 1994. And Bell and Sebastian starting things off with Seeing Other People. Todd's gone. The lights are low. And so the plan today is next Saturday at the sold-out Welsh, Irish, Scottish, and English Club in East Vancouver, BC, two 1990s indie standouts, stalwarts, or shall we say legends, maybe. These guys are indie rock professionals for sure, and have contributed to the Noise of Carpet canon for the last 30 years in an unquantifiable way. Let's say they have written lots of knockworthy ditties, so we can say that together. So we get into this now. So we're gonna do a couple of sets. We'll do a set of Mark Robinson's the singer of Unrest, and he is opening for The Wedding Present next Saturday, and they're touring right now. Where are they? They're around. I think they are. Let's see. They are playing in Minneapolis at the Cedar Cultural Center on this Saturday, and Meow Wolf in that arts collective April 21st next week, and then Vancouver after that. So they're around. They're touring. And so Mark is one of the guys from Unrest, one of the leaders in Open Team Beat Records, which had bands like Serialab, Velocity Girl, Gasser del Sol, Gene Ween, Barbara Manning, and many others on their label, and they released in the day. And he's a musician. Mark's an indie musician from Washington, D.C., who is in bands called late 80s, so started in the late 80s with Unrest and moved on to, so did some records with Unrest, a group called Grenadine, Air Miami, and Flin Flon, and now Cotton Candy. So, they began to get noticed with albums like Imperial Full Frequency Range Recording, and which became a major label release, Perfect Teeth, which ended up on 4AD. So Perfect Teeth, so that's one of their bigger records at the time. And so Mark will be playing Unrest songs and some of his other material before The Wedding Present comes on next week. And so let's go back to, so I'm going to, I've picked up myself a copy of Gimme Indie Rock, which is kind of an essential guide to American underground rock albums from 81 to 96. The author is Andrew Earls, and so his review. So this is one of the top 500. The record before Imperial Full Frequency Range Recording on 91 is in here too. But this is the description of this album, Perfect Teeth by Unrest. Unrest's final album was his first for major label, released during the year that many above-ground music industry factions extended an olive branch to an authentic indie culture, often viewed with a jaundiced eye. Now, that's a great sentence. So some money started getting splashed out on indie bands. Unrest discovered how to make indie bubblegum work for its postmodern purposes with 1991's Imperial album, then polished and rocked up a bit for an album that seems like it could have been successful if only industry didn't have its sights on noisier and grungier fare, which it certainly did. Bands like Flop. Not even the album's most hook-laden numbers, Kath Carroll, Mako Club, So Sick, Six Layer Cake, Light Command, or West Coast Love Affair, could liberate the airwaves and MTV, this is an American book, from side-mouth vocals and PG-rated guitar distortion. Perfect Teeth was actually too nuanced, and the label, along with the new alternative mainstream, had no idea what to do with it. there you go. And they grew apart after that. So let's listen to a song from this album from 1993, and which is the year that we did see me and a bunch of buddies and my girlfriend Natalie saw a band called Stereolab open for Unrest in late 93. So this is about the era that we're talking about here. So let's have a listen to a song called Light Command from that album, and then I'll come back and we'll go through a couple few more songs of his collection, which you might be playing next week. So this song is called Light Command, and it's by Unrest from 1993. Here we go. Is it coming now? Here we go. There it is. Fast jangle is what this band's known for. This one continues like this for a minute or two, so we're going to move in. Let's try and squeeze in another one. Let's try and squeeze in a song from the Imperial FFRR album from a couple years previous. This one's called I Do Believe You Are Blushing. So Unrest on Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. So that's from 1991, Unrest, Imperial, FFRR, we'll say. So let's move on. So after that, after Unrest disbanded in 1994, Mark moved into some lounge pop with a group called Grenadine, which had Jenny Toomey from, I forget the band, maybe Flossy Girl. So anyway, and somebody from the band Eggs, and they had this lounge pop group for a couple albums called Grenadine. So here's a sample of that. It's very jaunty. Back to the sideshow.
Hell over hickory doo, how I was so fond of you. Nightfall came about half past four, so you threw me out the door. Heaven knows just what I'll do, so I'll just sing about hickory doo. The night after driving 3 Sundays ago, your brother told me that I had better go. You gave him a laugh and I gave him a ride. Together we had one great fight. Oh, how we love each other. Hello, hickory doo. Heaven knows just what I'll do, so I'll sing about hickory doo. I wash the dog and you clean the cat. You clean my socks and I'll clean your hat. You take the trash out and I'll pay the rent. I'll clean the dishes, we'll be heaven sent. Oh, how we love each other.
That song's great. I love you, Flat.
Pat.
No, no, E flat. The key E flat.
Well, well, Jenny, you have a very good ear. In fact, she's got two of them.
Knows just what I'll do, so I'll sing about hickory doo. Hell over hickory doo, how I am so fond of you. Hell over hickory doo, heaven knows just what I'll do.
To Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
So around the same time, Mark was in Grenadine. He was also putting together a band with Bridget from Unrest again. And it was, this was called Air Miami. So all the while, so we're going through, so if you're just joining us now, next week, Mark from Unrest is opening for a wedding present in Vancouver. If you've been listening, you know that. And so we're just playing some of his music, and then we'll get into some wedding present, in a few minutes as well. So we've gone through a bit of unrest history and Grenadine, and then also all the while, so they put together a band called Air Miami, which is more indie rock, I guess, than Cocktail Lounge. They're getting all, both bands getting lots of airplay on North American college radio. Air Miami is less Whiskey Sour and more Red Stripes. So this here's a track called I Hate Milk from Air Miami. Fast guitars back.